call us on 021 446 0567.
22 minutes past 1 o'clock. My name is Melanie Rice, standing in for Pippa Hudson this afternoon. And we were talking about the renaming of Cape Town International Airport. And some of the names that are being considered are Nelson Mandela, Albertina Sisulu, of course, Winnie Madikizela Mandela. When you think of those people, think also of their voices, how tied in to their identities their voices are, because today is World Voice Day. And those names, but their voices also stand out to us. So many voices mean so much to us, and yet we take our own voices for granted. We don't pay attention to how much we need to take care of our voice. And it's only when you get something like flu or a disease like cancer that you realize how much you rely on your voice. So we're speaking to speech therapist Laura Russell on the enormous importance of the voice in the daily lives of people. Laura, welcome to the studio.
Thank you very much.
I just got a WhatsApp, and that I want to start with now because I think it lays the foundation of how important this discussion is. And it's a WhatsApp from Doug in Boston that says, "Hi, Melanie. Having had surgery and survived throat cancer, I know what it's like to not have a voice. The surgery meant that my larynx was also removed. Today, I have a voice prosthesis to speak, but it's not the same as one's own voice. The cause of the cancer was undoubtedly smoking. People who don't want the same to happen to them should really consider giving it up." From Doug. So there's somebody that really understands the importance of
shame. And unfortunately, you know, we don't often realize until it's too late. We don't appreciate our voices, and we take it for granted, and we abuse them. And unfortunately, it's not until you've lost it that you realize. And voice problems are really common, actually. About one in three of us will have a voice problem at some point. And most of them are pretty preventable. So that's a sad but not uncommon story.
You specialize in voice disorders. Can you start by describing what a voice disorder would be?
Sure. So our voice refers to the sound made by your vocal cords. It's the sound we make when we talk, we cry, we laugh, we sing. And you can have problems that you run into with your vocal cords. So for instance, infection or overuse, neurological problems. Cancer, luckily, is fairly rare on the spectrum. A lot of the voice disorders are caused by overuse, really. And the kind of problems that result are things that change your pitch, your loudness, the quality of your voice. You might even lose your voice completely. And most of us have had a voice problem at some point. You've probably had laryngitis and lost your voice. And for most of us, it's temporary. For some people, it doesn't come right so quickly, and then they need some help.
And is that help a long-term thing? I mean, when do you? How long is that process to restore it back to health?
It really depends on what the problem is. But if you've been having a voice problem for more than 2 or 3 weeks, you really should go and see an ENT. And we've got some of the best ENTs in Cape Town, I'm happy to say. Go and see an ENT. Find out what the problem is. It's probably not cancer. Most people put it off because that's what they're afraid of. Just go and get it checked out. And then the ENT will decide if you need to come for therapy. And we'll decide from there. Some things are quick to fix. And some things take a little bit of time because it's often bad habits about the way that you've used your voice.
What makes everyone's voice different?
Sure. Oh, lots of different things. The size of your vocal tract, the shape of your articulators, your mouth, your accent, your personality, your breathing, so many things. I mean, our voices are absolutely unique. If a friend phones you, they don't even need to say their name. They pick up the phone, they say hello, you know who it is. So, you know, it's as identifiable as your fingerprints. They're all different.
You do training as well. So you do corporate training.
I do.
You do accent reduction.
I do.
What is accent reduction? I mean, it's clear what it is,
yeah.
But why would you do it?
Okay. Look, our accents make us unique, and it's wonderful. We've all got different accents, and that's as it should be. The problem is that English is often the language of business. We've got a lot of international call centers here, for instance, and they want accents that are understandable. You don't need to get rid of an accent, but just for sake of clarity, you might want to adjust your accent a little bit when you're working so that people understand.
I look at my kids are 6, 8, and 10. Certainly when they were 3, they were kids that were going through speech therapy. So how do you distinguish between something that's a problem or you know, that really needs a speech therapist like you?
Well, we follow the guidelines. There's milestones that you look at, but really, having had my own children now, I really appreciate how differently children develop just amongst my own two children. So we look at everything. We really do very thorough assessments to look at where the child is in all facets of their life and what it is they need to be able to do. So it's complex. We're complicated.
Well, let me remind listeners that Laura is with us for the next couple of minutes. If you have questions for her, please give us a call, 021-446-0567. You can also send us a WhatsApp on 072-567-1567. How much of a role, obviously, we had Doug there saying, how much of a role does stress and things like smoking, things like reflux, perhaps in babies, how much of a role does that play?
Huge. So the biggest cause of a voice problem is actually reflux is one. So that's heartburn, acid from the stomach, which you don't always know you have. You don't have a lot of pain receptors in your throat, so you don't always know you've got reflux. But if you have a voice that's worse in the morning and a little scratchy cough, that's often a sign of reflux and you
just
need to get it
reflux,
managed.
If you were a baby and you had reflux, that would affect you. Okay.
It could also affect your voice, definitely. Smoking is a big one. It's just no good for you. Dehydration. We just don't drink enough water and your vocal cords need moisture to vibrate. I'm very happy to see your bottle of water here. You're a professional voice user, so you need to be sipping water throughout the day. Overuse, definitely. Teachers are the number one profession that get voice disorders. And stress. I see so many disorders from stress, because where do we carry stress? We carry it in our neck and our shoulders and our head and our jaw, and your vocal cords are muscles. So you get stressed, that whole area closes up and you can actually lose your voice just from being stressed.
What are some of the tips you can give people to take care of their voice?
Okay, so number one is drink more water. Well, actually, before that, I should say stop smoking. So it's not easy, I know. I used to be a smoker, but really need to look at that seriously. Drink plenty of water throughout the day. Rest your voice if you're talking heavily, especially if you're sick, if you've got laryngitis, and manage your reflux and your diet, and look after yourself. You can't have a healthy voice if you're in an unhealthy body.
Ray from University Estate just has a quick call from you. Hi, Ray.
Hi, Melanie. I heard an interview with Fiona Ramsey, one of our leading actresses, and about the voice. She's doing a PhD on the voice at the moment, and she reiterated what your guest has just said, that people don't rely so much on visual images, but the voice. But the voice, the moment they hear the voice, that is what they'll use to form an image of you. And they'll recognize who you are through the voice. And also, whenever I phone the banks now, they use a biometric system, and this computer analyzes my voice as I'm talking to one of the consultants who answers. So the voice is, should also be used by forensics, Fiona Ramsey suggested. It should go into that area as well now.
That's fascinating. Thank you, Ray. Yeah. And you've got a beautiful voice, Ray.
Oh, I
have. I have an image.
Right.
Thanks, Ray, for the call.
Ciao.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's a really interesting thing, the forensics. I've actually got one of my clients who's suing one of the banks at the moment because the voice biometrics identified him as female instead of male because he's got quite a high-pitched voice. And that's a big issue. If your voice doesn't reflect who you are, it can run into problems with that. But definitely, yeah, your voice is so unique.
We didn't have nearly enough time. So I'm going to quickly, your details, if people want to find out more, voicetherapy.co.za. They can also contact you on laura@voicetherapy.co.za. And your practice is in Wynberg.
That's correct, yes.
Laura, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.